Dearest audio friends, I am sitting in the most magnificent location. I think possibly one of my favourite views I have ever come across in my travels. I'm sitting on a rocky landing, I suppose, just above the waters of the river which flow through Mostar in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And about 20, 25 metres away from me is the extraordinary Mostar Bridge. Many will remember that this was destroyed. It took a heck of a lot of bombardment to destroy it, but it was destroyed during the conflict of 20 years ago, over 20 years ago now. Originally it was a Ottoman era bridge. I can't remember how long it had stood for, but it had stood for a heck of a long time. But it has been reproduced and it is stunning, absolutely stunning. So let me try and describe a little bit from my perspective of what I'm seeing here. So I'm sitting on this rocky outcrop, which looks to me a sort of shade of grey. It's reflecting the light. The sun is absolutely pouring down on it. Above is a sort of light blue sky, I would say, and the waters of the river actually appear to me to be much deeper, much darker colour than the sky. Looking left towards the bridge, I see a dark shape which comes out from one side, goes up to a sort of point and then drops back down again. It is wonderfully symmetrical. It's like one of the bridges in Venice, I suppose, in terms of shape. It's a high arch, stone high arch bridge, stepped up and back down again. But significantly higher. And cantilevered out from vertical cliffs either side. You can also hear water pouring, which I think is a waterfall off to the left somewhere. And there's some music in the background, occasionally snatches of what sounds like the call to prayer, although I'm not sure it's really the time for it. People coming down here and sitting like I'm doing, they're going to the water's edge, sitting there, and they're standing and taking photographs everywhere of this absolutely stunning, totally stunning view. I don't know how many pictures of this bridge I've taken, but absolutely loads. I have to say, I couldn't see it. We went to another viewing point, the other side of it, and I couldn't see the bridge at all. And even when coming up close to it, I was struggling, but from here I've got just enough shadow, I think, on the underside of the bridge to work out its shape. And it's really difficult to describe. It's not just a bridge, it's a symbol. It used to be a symbol of a city bringing together the different cultures that exist within Bosnia and Herzegovina, bringing together Christians and Muslims and Eastern Orthodox Christians, people of all faiths. The city is a little more divided now, but still, this is an incredible symbol. It's a symbol also of reconciliation, of rebuilding of Bosnia and Herzegovina. The reason why I'm being careful to say the country's full name is that Mostar is in the area of Herzegovina. And understandably, they would prefer that people don't forget them and it. I think as well as a symbol, as well as an incredible piece of architecture, of engineering, it's also it's just a wonderful, it's being somewhere. Hello.
Hello.
You made it.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to describe how wonderful this is to Audioboo.
Yeah, it's quite wonderful.
Would you like to describe how wonderful it is?
I'd rather have a dip in the
Nevada. Oh, feel free.
I don't really have any clothes to change into.
Well, going in the nude. Nobody will notice.
No, I think they
might. Nobody here, really.
I think they might.
You think so?
It's gorgeous. The river is kind of emerald green, but in a
right.
way.
Okay.
Well...
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad you've come along, because I've just described it to Audioboo as being a deeper blue than the sky, so that's useful.
Well,
it's actually green.
This is true. The sky is kind of, sky blue, and this is almost green blue. So you're right.
Yeah.
But it looks gorgeous.
Do you want to perch for a bit?
Yeah, why not?
Shall I take your sticks so you don't throw them into the river by accident?
You'd be right.
Okay. It's not the most comfortable of places, but...
That's fine.
If you move your bottom around a bit, you eventually find, like, a little hollow that it will fit into.
You've got a small bottom in there.
Oh, must have.
What are you going to say? Hey, diving again. You might be.
Oh, did someone dive then earlier?
Well, no, they were going to dive. They got their diving pumps on, and nobody gave them enough money, so they didn't dive.
Well, a bit out of camera, really, although I'm never going to get it in time.
I've got always...
Is he chickening?
I can't tell. I think he might be chickening. We'll see. Well, maybe not. More money is coming in.